You know, we're here once again to put pressure on the Department of Justice to make sure that they do the right thing. Again. Look, I know people in the DOJ watch this channel, some of them at a very high level in the DOJ. And I hope what y'all are about to witness moves the needle. I hope that the amount of outrage you are about to experience guides you into correcting a wrong. What kind of country do we live in when the federal government fights to keep a dying man in prison just because he dared to speak his mind about issues surrounding gun rights on YouTube? Now, I'm talking about Matthew Hoover, who's better known as CRS Firearms, a content creator, a father, a husband, and now a political prisoner with a terminal illness. And the Department of Justice? They want to make sure he dies behind bars. Yeah, we're doing this today. Before I dive in, take a second to subscribe to the channel. If you care about the Second Amendment and government overreach like this, you're in the right place. I cover stories the mainstream media won't even touch. And a big shout out to our sponsor, Blackout Coffee. This is our instant coffee. Check it out. It's America's favorite Pro2A coffee company. If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, grab a bag of our coffee. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Blackoutcoffee.com/GNG. Save 10% if you use my code GNG10. All right, Matthew Hoover, CRS Firearms. He was convicted and sentenced to 60 months in federal prison back in April of 2023, all because he did a video talking about something called the auto key card. No, he didn't manufacture them. No, he didn't sell them, but he did speak about them. He reviewed one on the camera on his channel, and for that, he was convicted of conspiracy to violate the National Firearms Act. Even though the ATF admitted in court that they couldn't get said item to work as a lightning link, you know, lightning links convert semi-automatic rifles into fully automatic rifles, but machinists with decades of experience couldn't get it to work. Yet they still convicted Matt and put him away for years. The creator of the card, Christopher Justin Irvin, he even claimed that it was a novelty item that was used to inspire conversations about gun control, and boy, did it. But the DOJ, the ATF, they felt like he was poking the bear, and they snapped back. So there's that. Now, after years in federal prison, Hoover is dying. His doctors have diagnosed him with terminal cancer. The fact that he had cancer was known during the trial, and he also made the court aware that he was seeking treatment and he was being tried in Florida. He lives in Wisconsin. As you can imagine how difficult that could be, someone trying to find a doctor to treat the type of cancer he has. And I'm not putting his information out there, but I do know the type of cancer, and it's not some manageable illness that the DOJ claims. It's terminal, okay? His legal team petitioned for what's called a compassionate release, which is a legal mechanism for terminally ill inmates to get out and get proper treatment to help them, you know, enjoy what they have left. And yet the Bureau of Prisons said no. And now the Department of Justice is actively opposing the motion, claiming he's not sick enough and still poses a danger to the community. Let that sink in. Danger to the community. A dying man. And what makes this even more sickening is that the assistant U.S. attorney on the case, the gal who prosecuted Matt Hoover, her name is Laura Cofer Taylor. I know she watches the channel too. She postponed or delayed the trial several times for her own cancer treatments. Ain't that rich? Huh, I'm above everybody. I'm an assistant U.S. attorney. Well, first, here's what was filed by her regarding Matt's compassionate release motion request. You can see here's her response. On April 21st, 2023, after trial, defendant was convicted of conspiracy to transfer unregistered machine guns and four counts of transferring unregistered machine guns. Again, for the auto key card, a drawing on a metal piece. At sentencing, this court calculated his guidelines range as 121 to 151 months in prison based on a criminal history category and a total offense level of 32. In sentencing the defendant to only 60 months in prison, this court granted him a substantial downward variance. Defendant now moves for compassionate release and a sentence reduction pursuant to the First Step Act and Amendment 821. The defendant's purported extraordinary and compelling reasons for the reduction he seeks are neither extraordinary nor compelling. He has already benefited from a substantial downward variance in his sentence. He does not qualify for a zero-point offender reduction under this chapter and section because his offense involved the transfer of firearms. No, it wasn't a firearm. It was a little metal business card. And the sentencing factors under this chapter and section do not support a reduction in his case. The court should deny his motion. Not extraordinary and compelling. Yet it was extraordinary and compelling enough for you, Laura Cofer Taylor, to delay the trial so you could seek your own treatment. There's a lot of things I want to say right now, but I'm trying to be a better person. But look here, Laura Cofer Taylor, and anybody else in the DOJ that is watching this, you got your win, you took your victory lap. It's time to do the right thing here. I'm not saying or advocating that anyone who's in prison who develops a terminal illness should walk free. What I am saying is that this isn't justice. This is retribution. To deny someone the same grace that you demanded and benefited from during trial is just wrong. It really is. And you have to admit, even if your machinist couldn't get the thing to work, it wasn't what you claimed it was. Okay? The DOJ has let murderers out on compassionate release, y'all, and people worse than that. I mean, for crying out loud, y'all in the DOJ need to get right with Jesus. Matt Hoover's only real crime was that he stood up against the ATF's unconstitutional abuse of power, and he poked them, and they didn't like it, and they made an example of him. He spoke out, he used his voice, and now they're trying to make an example of him again. In their response to his motion for compassionate release, the DOJ said the seriousness of the offense outweighs his current medical status. They also claim that his health can be adequately managed in prison. Okay. You'd think that the DOJ had bigger problems to deal with, you know, like violent criminals, cartel smugglers, actual threats to national security. But no, they're still focused on silencing a YouTuber with cancer. Now, this is the same government that lectures us about compassion and equity. Yet here they are, determined to let a man rot in a cell because he had the balls to criticize their power. Now, if you're watching this and you're as angry as I am, don't stay silent. Here's what you can do right now. You can call your U.S. senators and representatives and tell them, demand that they have the Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Justice reconsider Matt Hoover's request for compassionate release. Share this video far and wide because people at high levels watch this stuff, guys and gals. We are the tavern that our forefathers, are the patriots of this country, used to pass information. It's now, here, you're in it. The mainstream media won't cover this, but we will. Here's the next thing I want y'all to do. Call Laura Cofer Taylor now and let her know how wrong she is. This is her office number. 904-301-6300. Remember, you're calling the Assistant U.S. Attorney's Office, so don't say anything that's going to get you jammed up legally, but you can let her know how wrong she is. Also, call the Attorney General Pam Bondi's office, because Pam, this is happening under your watch. Donald Trump, this is happening under your watch, Mr. President. 202-514-2000, that's the Attorney General's office. Call the White House. 202-456-1111. The reason I'm giving you those numbers is because the people that monitor those lines, that hear the messages, they get them to the right people, and we've already made changes in this administration by putting pressure on them. Let's do it again. America doesn't need more political prisoners. America needs more brave voices willing to speak the truth. I know some things are being put into motion behind the scenes here on this case, and I will keep you updated on the progress made or progress not made. If you want to know, then subscribe to the channel. If you haven't already, hit that like button, leave a comment down below, and let me know what you think. Should the government let Matt Hoover go home to die with dignity, to be home with his wife and his family, or you know, let them rot in prison and die there. Once again, guys and gals, a huge thank you to Blackout Coffee, fueling the fight for freedom every single day. Stay safe, stay vigilant, stay free, stay ready. God bless America.